The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got, as usual, an exciting show for you. So hang on. Here we come, folks.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulations, beautiful proteins, beautiful vitamins, beautiful combinations. Everything is right there at Alive and Well with the greatest prices. You'll be so happy about that, too. And it's right there affiliated with its best buddy, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. The Broad Spectrum Broth, we're saying Broad Spectrum Broth. Broth covers a lot of territory. Wonderful, terrific, organic, natural, terrific foods and choices that are there at Alive and Well. Whatever your particular choice is in this area, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, or you want organic chicken or meats, all of those choices are there. We don't impose that choice, but we've got all of that fulfilling that category. Terrific prices, beautifully arranged, beautifully done. And we're very grateful at Alive and Well for the local organic farmers. And every day we get the beautiful produce brought in to us. Then there's high concentration juicing that we do. And it's all wonderful there. Okay.
Okay. Always favor your palate. Give pleasure to your palate. Because the broth, we're not talking soup here, folks. We're talking broth. And broth is either vegetarian or not so vegetarian, whichever broth you so prefer. But it's delicious, it's health building, generating, it's remarkable. What a wonderful experience to sit at this beautiful marble bar and enjoy your broth and all the vegetables and or
salads,
seafood, whatever
everything.
You'd like
in the
mix, okay?
That's right.
It's amazing.
A myriad of wondrous choices are there for you. Incredible. And you'll love it and feel better for it and rejoice in it. That's the truth, okay? Terrific. And, you know, we want to make an announcement, too, because it's very exciting that we're going to be giving you some terrific little gifts, okay? Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Nora, our new juice director at Alive and Well, will be sampling our fresh, nourishing juices and smoothies. Our juices are full of organic ingredients and give you energy to get through your day. You can be having all these wonderful samplings, 11 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, Nora is
you
going
can
to
also
be,
sample.
She'll be putting out these beautiful juices, but she's not sampling them herself.
No.
She's giving them samples to everyone who enters the store.
That's right. And you can also, during those Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and also you can sample our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. The organic smoothie. So not only do you know exactly how to make the greatest choice, but you're getting all of that and you're not paying for that.
And you're getting super nutrition besides.
Super nutrition, super delicious, super everything in a super environment. So every Wednesday, remember, from 11 to 2 p.m. And you know, dear, when I think about the wondrous or organic, terrific juices and all, I think about the fact that every single day you and I bring home the green organic juices, okay?
Do we ever,
and we drink it every single day. And when I think of all the benefits, this is me just saying, I think of all the phenomenal benefits and all that I've learned through the years about the organic vegetable juices and what they can do. And when I think about that, I think about the life and the tingling and the energy and everything else. And what I'm surprised
you
about...
You tingle when you drink the juice?
I tingle, and I figure you do
beautiful.
Too. But guess what?
What?
As you know, they often say that a lot of things on the planet can be perfect, but maybe they're not 100% celestial.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the way in which the juices aren't 100% celestial.
No?
This is how. You drink those organic green juices every single day, and
right.
I see your health and everything else.
It's heavenly.
I don't get you dancing. It's giving you the tingling, and it's giving you the energy. When do the feet start to move and dance?
Well, it's...
Ann Wigmore, who first talked about green juices many years ago. Yeah. Dance, darling, dance.
Well, I don't have the right shoes. Fred Astaire had shoes.
You're
okay?
telling me that if
Gene
I go out
Kelly,
shopping...
Gene Kelly had special shoes.
Oh, so it's the shoes.
They had dancing shoes.
You know, Gary, he's like a kid to me. And Gary never told me, Mona, what you really need to do is get him dancing shoes.
There's no such thing. They don't make dancing shoes for
Gary,
dance.
Gary, why didn't you say he's excused from everything? Because no matter how many juices he takes, he doesn't dance,
They
Gary.
Had Gene Kelly shoes, and they had Fred Astaire shoes, but Dennis Jones' shoes don't really cut it, okay?
Okay, unless we get... Well, I have a feeling, though, dear,
that
one of our wonderful, maybe some couples or whatever else of our terrific listeners may come in and say, Gene Kelly left these for you.
Gene Kelly
Fred
is
Astaire, all of
Gene Kelly is unfortunately gone the way of all flesh.
But Ben
is still here with shoes that don't dance.
All right, here we go, Gary. So nice that you gave us the ability to say that.
Okay.
Terrific. And would
but
you
that
please...
doesn't mean I don't enjoy the juices.
That's
that
right.
doesn't mean I don't enjoy those delicious scintillating juices. I want to dance.
Oh, you do.
I really get dance mood. Okay.
Yes.
Dance in the between the ears, but I don't dance between the toes.
Okay, but one of these days. Okay, one of these days. Anyway, would you tell us about another miracle that is at Alive and Well?
The water.
Vortex. Go ahead. Talk.
Well, vortex is
take stage.
Not only is it passed under ultraviolet light and its activated carbon filtering system, but the final station of the vortex chamber is a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature. Just like a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over rocks and falling down waterfalls and mixing with the atmosphere, it purifies and structures the water, the vortex chamber. When you come in and you use the machine, it's incredible. You'll see these little things that are before the water comes out. Well, those are vortex chambers. They act as the same organic matter, creating the millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down molecules.
Which
makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells and removing the toxins.
It's amazing, all the different things.
And yet true hydration. That's the whole idea.
And
cleansing
of toxins.
The whole idea of drinking water is to hydrate.
And cleanse of the toxins and have the ultimate oxygen molecules and all of that.
I couldn't have said it better.
That's exactly right. And you know, I want to start by saying that there's something very important to share here. And I'm thrilled. When famous doctors... incredible, with incredible backgrounds, can talk about what nutrients mean and what they can do and be totally honest about sharing that. And a very, very famous cardiologist, Stephen Sinatra, board-certified cardiologist, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, he discusses in his book, The Sinatra Solution, the importance of energy metabolism on cardiovascular health and the positive impact of certain nutrients have on cardiovascular system, okay? And he guides through energy metabolism and cardiac bioenergetic and clearly explains the role of cardioQ10 and acetyl L-carnitine and what they do.
CardioQ10 is a unique form of coenzyme Q10.
That's right.
It is a patented form which originates with from heart specialists in Japan. And the Cardio Q10 has an ultra biological activity
yes,
in the body, which regular Q10 does not have.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and Dr. Sinatra says, giving a little bit of his background, it seems no accident that he's talking about himself, that I came across an article in the Annals of Thoracic Surgery reporting how patients taking the cardio coenzyme Q10 were able to be weaned much more quickly from the heart-lung bypass machine.
Mama.
We use during open-heart surgeries. I'd recently, says the doctor, lost a dear patient after a mitral valve replacement operation because he had failed over and over to come off that pump, a nightmare scenario. I couldn't bring back that gentleman, but from then on, I could and did. I tell patients awaiting open-heart surgeries to start taking a daily dose of Cardio Q10 two weeks in advance of the surgery.
Beautiful.
Thanks to the lessons, they all came off the heart-lung bypass machine without any problems. I actually began using Cardio Q10, acetyl L-carnitine, super pure fish oil, B vitamins, vitamin C, E, D, and carotenoids.
You know what's wonderful, what's beautiful about this is that he is corroborating what 99.9% of all holistic physicians recommend. The Cardio Q10,
yes.
The super pure omega-3 fish oils,
right.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Absolutely.
All righty? Major, major mitochondrial, anti-inflammatory, remarkable nutrients which help your body function as it did much younger years.
Exactly. And he says about these nutrients, he could just be sitting here talking with us. I believe, says the doctor, they all have major merit in the treatment and prevention of all heart disease.
Beautiful.
Thank you, doctor. Okay, now then he goes on, after this particular time when he learned about Cardio Q10, a few years later, I started to use acetyl L-carnitine.
There you go.
Says the doctor, and was truly amazed how these two nutraceuticals, Cardio Q10 and acetyl L-carnitine, provided an even bigger quality of the boost of life for people.
Because
here he tells you right here, frankly, when I look back, I don't know how I ever practiced cardiovascular medicine without them, says the doctor. Now it's unthinkable, he says, not to recommend them to my patients with coronary artery disease, heart failure, arrhythmia, angina, and hypertension. Knowing what I now know, withholding information about these two nutraceuticals would be tantamount to malpractice for me. Isn't
amen.
That incredible?
All I can
Isn't
say
that
is
incredible?
Amen.
He summarizes here, and then I'm going to give something to you. He says, the fact, he says, is that Cardio Q10 and acetyl L-carnitine, just what you say, now listen to this, help nurture, fertilize, and support the mitochondria
all
together.
All right, mitochondria.
They provide, I'm going to give this to you in a minute, they provide the spark to the fire that stokes the furnaces that provide energy of life, which is ATP. When you think of ATP, you must think energy, energy, energy. Could you talk about the mitochondria and energy?
Mitochondria, mitochondria, mighty mitochondria. I've said this probably 100 times, but keep in mind, folks, when he's talking about mitochondria, they are invisible. You can't see them unless you have a microscope. And you put a human cell, a heart cell or a brain cell or a muscle cell, whatever the cell is, under a microscope. But in every invisible cell contains invisible mitochondria. And the mitochondria's job is to create energy for that one invisible cell. Okay, you got one invisible cell. How many invisible cells does it take to make something visible? Like a heart muscle. A heart muscle sitting in the middle of your chest weighs anywhere from 8 to 12 ounces, depending on the size of your body. And that muscle pumps 100,000 times a day. because the mitochondria create the energy in every little invisible cell, which combined with all the invisible cells makes a heart pump 100,000 times a day.
And you know, before
and it
you
pumps,
do,
wait a yeah, minute, wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait a,
go ahead.
And it pumps in that 100,000 beats, it pumps 2,000 gallons of blood. Did you realize that you have 2,000 gallons of blood in your body? You don't. But the heart pumps whatever blood you have into what would be equivalent to 2,000 gallons of blood. Now consider this. Compare this to the biggest truck, 18-wheeler tractor trailer truck you ever saw in your life on the highway. Buzzing down the highway from New York to San Francisco. That truck doesn't burn 2,000 gallons of fuel in that trip. Huh? But that little 8-ounce, 10-ounce, 12-ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest pumps all that blood every day of your life. 2,000 gallons.
And you know, he says almost exactly what you say. He says, the fact is, says the top doctor, acetyl-L-carnitine and CardioQ10 nurture, fertilize, and support the mitochondria. Together, they provide the spark to the fire that stokes to the furnaces that provide the energy of life, which is ATP.
And
it goes on. And when you think ATP, says the doctor, you must think, and he has big, bold letters, energy, energy, energy. He repeats it three times and says
that. Adenosine triphosphate. That's what they create. That's what the mitochondria do. But isn't it amazing that they are microscopic? Isn't it amazing? It is so. It is staggering that something so tiny, tiny, tiny can have such a big effect on every cell in your body, creating energy.
That's right, and he says.
The heart has 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every cell, but the brain has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every cell. And the CardioQ10, the acetyl-L-carnitine, create more mitochondria, young mitochondria, more vigorous mitochondria than they do in a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old or a 40-year-old.
That's right, and he goes into the workings and highlights it, and he's putting such passion in his writing. He says any intervention that will slow the rate, and he has this capitalized, any intervention that will slow the rate of ATP degradation, accelerate the rate of salvage, and speed the recovery of ATP will minimize heart damage and improve cardiac function in chronically hypoxic patients. Many heart diseases, he says, have dysfunctional energy metabolism at their core. Coronary artery disease, CAD, also called ischemic heart disease, is caused by a buildup of plaque in the blood vessels feeding the heart. He says, and he speaks again, that he can have plastic pain and pressure, throat tightness, arm heaviness, discomfort, shortness of breath, toothache, also. And he says, same thing, congestive heart failure, all of these things that he's talked with, the shortness of breath builds up in the lungs. And he says right here that it is dramatically reverses with, he says right here, in the congestive heart failure, which has all these symptoms, the person is deficient in CardioQ10 and acetyl-L-carnitine. And he says cardiomyopathic patients' hearts don't just metabolize enough energy efficiently. No matter the cause, patients with the cardiomyopathy, the weakening and the breaking down of the muscle, are unable to generate enough cardiac energy to keep their heart beating promptly. However, studies have shown significant improvement in cardiac energy metabolism with cardiocoenzyme Q10 and acetyl-L-carnitine.
There you go.
Heart palpitations, cardiac arrhythmias, he says, are a common complaint. CardioQ10, and he goes on and on and on about how important these are to reverse all of that. And I want you to read this area here on the spark of life, CardioQ10, okay? The spark of life. You've got it, babe. You many times, even without dancing, darling, you can be my spark of life.
Oh.
But Dr. Steven Sinatra didn't say that.
He didn't talk about you personally.
He didn't speak about Dennison.
Okay?
He did. But he did, you know, but Spark of Life, you're that too. But here gets us both. Even if you don't dance, your heart is, okay?
Attagirl.
That's right, and your
well,
circulation.
Well, you light my fire, honey. Whatever
thank
the
you,
spark
darling.
Is.
He doesn't mention you, but he is talking about the spark of life, all right?
All right.
So read that spark of
he
life.
He goes on to say,
the spark of life.
As a cardiologist, says the doctor, I believe that discovery of cardio coenzyme Q10 is one of the greatest medicinal advances of the 20th century for the treatment of heart disease. My God.
Isn't that amazing? This is a top.
One.
He is such a famous cardiologist.
Yeah.
Get real.
One nutrient.
And he reinforces that as throughout the different thing of the acetyl L-carnitine, which has been a leader in Europe for more than half a century. Go ahead.
Yet, despite a large body of available scientific evidence, says the doctor, clinical information and therapeutic descriptions in textbooks of mainstream cardiology, and the fact that cardio coenzyme Q10 is used by many board-certified cardiologists in the country, as well as in Europe and in Asia, yet the nutrient is still widely ignored by the majority of clinical cardiologists.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And most of the conventional medical establishment also ignores the fact.
Right.
Although cardio coenzyme Q10 represents one of the greatest breakthroughs for the treatment of cardiovascular disease, as well as for other diseases, the resistance of the medical profession to using this essential nutrient represents, says the doctor, one of the greatest tragedies in medicine. Okay?
That's right. That's exactly right. And I couldn't be more grateful. I couldn't be more grateful that this doctor is expressing this and giving the background, okay? And he goes and he gives the background, and he also then goes into, bless his heart, acetyl L-carnitine. And here's his writing. He had many pages on that too. The acetyl form, which passes the blood-brain barrier, the heart barrier, it's the acetyl.
And again, the acetyl L-carnitine creates new energetic mitochondria. And those mitochondria produce adenosine triphosphate, ATP.
Right.
And that is the energy of the cells.
That's right. And he says here, on acetyl L-carnitine, he's talking about his head of his topic is called the energy shuttle. Shuttle, okay?
S-H-U-T-T-L-E.
That's right.
Shuttle.
Okay. Okay, and acetyl L-carnitine deficiency is most often associated with renal failure, dialysis, and liver cirrhosis, okay? And it was really high focused on the AIDS population and all. Okay.
Phenomenal.
But
what you just read is phenomenal. Phenomenal, besides the heart and the brain. It restores the liver. It restores the kidneys.
That's what they're saying. He said,
my God.
That's what I've said, that we've read, that it passes the barrier to make the heart work better, to make the brain work better, but it also does that with the liver.
Absolutely.
And all of the facts of the liver thing, okay? Okay. Now, he talks about how L-carnitine supplementation offered patients tremendous therapeutic benefit. Okay? Acetyl L-carnitine is the transport of fatty acid to the inner mitochondrial membrane where they're burned as fuel. It's got to be acetyl or it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Since the normal heart gets at least 60% of its fuel from these sources, maximizing the oxidation is especially crucial for anyone with heart disease, particularly people with moderate to severe heart disease. And the doctor says, I've been delighted, says Dr. Sinatra, to discover that the addition of acetyl L-carnitine has had a very positive and measurable impact on my patients with heart disease. Good grief. How important is this?
But also the brain.
That's exactly, well, that's right. He's talking about the heart. And
yeah, yeah.
And he goes on in a zillion ways, okay? And talks about how both cardio Q10 and acetyl L-carnitine have been noted in people with heart disease, with chronic rheumatic heart disease, muscle damage that required valve replacement, all kinds of different things. And he says here, my personal experience, says the doctor, as well as scientific literature, supports acetyl L-carnitine and cardio Q10 as being effective in a wide variety of cardiovascular situations. Mm-hmm. Listen to the what he lists.
Got it.
Okay? In scientific literature, angina pectoris, pectoris, unstable angina, congestive heart failure, toxin-induced cardiotoxicity, heart toxicity, a common side effect of Adriamycin. Wow. Renal insufficiency, especially on those having dialysis. Gosh. Ventricular arrhythmia, high cholesterol and lipid disorders, peripheral claudication, that's leg cramps, associated with peripheral vascular disease. I am so used to dealing, he says, with the side effects of cardiac drugs that I can't tell you how much better I sleep at night, prescribing nutrients like acetyl-L-carnitine and CardioQ10, which are virtually devoid of any side effects. Bless the soul
phenomenal.
Of this man.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And it's phenomenal what he has to say. And, you know, he goes on too. And I had a note, you know, I remembered this with my brother dying of what they did to him, you know, and that he had kidney disease with what they did.
Anyway, renal failure.
Yeah, renal failure. And he says acetyl-L-carnitine and kidney disease. And he talks about how important it is. And would you please, okay, I want you to read this, dear, and I'll start here. Acetyl-L-carnitine in dialysis solution, okay, and what he's talking about here, how, start here at the top and read this paragraph, okay? Start at the top.
At the top.
The intro to the sentence, of the, you know, the deficiency and how
right.
it can relate. Go ahead.
Deficiencies. Setting a stage for the development of cardiac arrhythmias. When patients undergo renal dialysis, the small carnitine molecule is quite readily lost or washed out by the dialysate. The kidney is the major site of carnitine biosynthesis, so a diseased kidney is a threat to carnitine production. We have to be mindful, says the doctor, that a diseased kidney may not synthesize enough carnitine. But patients with renal failure who are undergoing hemodialysis often experience muscle weakness, high triglyceride levels, congestive heart failure, and cardiac arrhythmias. A carnitine deficiency in these patients is a likely occurrence and should always be suspected when the symptoms occur. It's well known that many patients on chronic dialysis experience cardiac arrhythmias, usually a short time after beginning the procedure. This often occurs after the patient is given the blood thinner called heparin, which often results in a rise in free fatty acid levels. In one study involving a group of patients that was significant reduction in the frequency of ventricular arrhythmias in those treated with 2 grams of L-carnitine the day before the start of the dialysis. Carnitine therapy resulted in an increase in plasma carnitine and a corresponding reduction in free fatty acids.
That's right. And he makes the point, but many, many times, that it was the acetyl form that's the only kind that's been affected.
Mm-hmm.
Right, go ahead.
Acetyl-L-carnitine deficiency also has implications for treatment of high triglyceride levels and cholesterol levels in this population of patients.
Yeah, it's a toxic, the liver's ability, we've often spoken about that, it's the liver's ability to break down the toxic type of fat, not
mm-hmm.
the good ones,
that's right.
but the toxic, and the rise of triglycerides that damages the liver and the heart and et cetera. And he's making the point that the acetyl-L form breaks down those toxic fats that hurt the liver and the whole body. Go ahead.
He goes on to say, one of the risk factors for patients undergoing hemodialysis is hypertriglyceridemia. Hypertriglyceridemia is a common disorder in which the concentration of very low-density lipoprotein in the blood is elevated. because carnitine deficiencies can result in impaired fatty acid oxidation. Hypertriglyceridemia is commonly triggered. The result is that the patient becomes even more vulnerable to developing atherosclerosis.
Hardening of the arteries, right. Just like he's saying. It's just amazing how this doctor has devoted to doing all of these things, okay?
The inner workings of the body are infinitesimal. And the fact that the kidneys get screwed up with the therapies, and that creates another heart condition.
And what doctors, I hardly have ever read anything, but he talks about the toxicity of chemotherapy drugs, okay? And he says how about acetyl-L-carnitine prevents myocardial tissue to prevent drug toxicity. Acetyl-L-carnitine has been shown to protect against the damaging effects on the heart produced by the chemotherapeutic drug called Adriamycin, which is used in the treatment of many cancers and lymphomas. The cardiac damage, heart damage, induced by these anthracycline antibiotics, damarobacin and doxorubicin, he goes on with other ones that are used in chemo, is very real, says the doctor. I have seen patients with severe cardiac complications due to these drugs, including heart failure and even death. These chemotherapy agents not only kill rapidly proliferating cancer cells, they are just as toxic to normal heart cells.
Get out of here.
Get real. Disruption of basement membranes or the layer of cells at the border of adjacent cells and an increase of free fatty acids and long-chain fatty acid metabolites all injure the mitochondrial cells. Research has shown that acetyl-L-carnitine has the ability to prevent the toxic complications of these drugs. What can you say beyond this? This is just the greatest thing ever.
Again, it shows in great detail how nutrients rebuild the body's capability to function, and how drugs, although very important in reducing symptoms, unfortunately do not solve the problem.
That's exactly right.
Keeping in mind that still 700,000 or 800,000 people a year die of heart disease, and they're all under doctor's supervision and with drug therapy. But this cardiologist points out that the nutrients rebuild the muscle of the heart, rebuild the pumping ability, getting oxygen to every cell in your body. And oxygen is very important for every cell in your body.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and there are support players, and I praise the doctors who bring this information out. Certainly one of the ones that has been a lifesaver to me is the taurine. And Dr. Joseph Mercola bringing out this information. According to recent research, says Dr. Mercola, MD, and he just gives the clinical trials to base it up, the semi-essential amino acid taurine plays an important role in longevity and healthy aging, okay? And he goes on that taurine deficiency is associated with chronic disease. And then he lists and he cites all the clinical trials in this, okay? He says, people with lower blood levels of taurine have increased risk of chronic and degenerative diseases, including, and everything he says, he has clinical trials, obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, liver disease, high blood pressure, systemic inflammation, retinal degeneration, that's the degeneration of the eyesight, heart disease, immune dysfunction, muscle wasting.
And that's quite a list. That's an incredible list.
That's right. And he says, stroke victims, patients suffering from heart failure tend to be deficient in taurine, which is thought to be related to its ability to improve mitochondrial function and energy metabolism.
Back to the mitochondria again.
There you go. Restoring
taurine triphosphate.
Restoring taurine levels in these patients has been shown to improve contractile function of their hearts. Stroke victims may also benefit from taurine. As explained in a medical paper titled Neuroprotective Mechanisms of Taurine Against Ischemic Stroke. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Ischemic, right.
And they're the clinical trials. And this is what the doctor said. Taurine, an endogenous amino acid, exhibits a plethora of many physiological functions. It exhibits antioxidant properties, stabilizes membranes, function as an osmoregulator, modulates movements, reduces the level of pro-inflammatories. It goes on and on. All contribute to a neuroprotective effect. And so he goes on about all the benefits. It's a variety involved in a wide variety of protective processes. And it also, the doctor says, taurine can also be an important aid in the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, quotes clinical trials. The reason, he says, is because taurine deficiency is associated with endoplasmic reticulum stress, whatever that is, a major contributor to prion diseases. It's also important for protein. As noted by the authors of in the medical journal Science study, taurine appears to affect all established hallmarks of aging, and they call it important from cradle to grave, a veritable fountain of youth. That's it. But phenomenal. I think that's also extremely important, right?
Nutrients, nutrients, nutrients.
And I want you to read something that you've often said, and here's the doctor who's supporting exactly what you say, okay? Okay?
What I say. What I say is simply what other physicians have said, all right?
Okay.
I am not the doctor.
I didn't say you
were. I am not the scientist.
You're my doctor, honey. You're my doctor. Oh, doctor, doctor.
But there's so much that this doctor can do. It's only so much.
Well, I'll give you an open door and let's see. And every once in a while, I could shut the door on you, okay?
Which occurs quite frequently.
We weren't going to go into that, or Gary's going to turn off your mic. Get it?
All
I have
right.
that worked out with him. But I want you to read. This is a top doctor that had saved my life, certainly at a very important time, saving my life with one antibiotic that nearly killed me that I took one time. And it gave me Crohn's disease, and I had lost all my body weight, and I was about to die. And Dr. Jonathan Reich told you about UltraSilver.
That's right.
And by taking that, it killed off the bad guys that had grown up because of that terrible medication.
Bad guys or bad bacteria.
That had grown up because, and that became a class action lawsuit that drug, Zithromycin, the Z-Pack, okay? That antibiotic was it was a huge class action lawsuit for many years throughout the U.S. of A. that it caused Crohn's disease. But the UltraSilver cured it. And thanks to Jonathan Wright, the head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, big-time doctor, he is writing this about drinking soda is tied to poor brain health and Alzheimer's risk.
Let me just clarify one thing. We cannot say the word cure.
No.
You mentioned the word cure.
Well, I never had any sign of it again, even though they said I had. They had it.
I know.
My whole gut was destroyed.
But the FDA and the bureaucrats in Washington say you cannot use a natural substance to cure anything.
That's right.
Only drugs cure.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So we're having to rephrase or get thrown into jail.
That's right.
Okay, there you go.
It relieved all the symptoms. It's relieved all the
discomfort. And I haven't had them for many years since taking the UltraSilver. Go ahead.
What do you want
drinking
me to read
Drinking soda. I want you to read what Jonathan Wright talks about drinking soda.
Wright. Drinking soda, says the doctor, is tied to poor brain health and Alzheimer's disease.
Says Dr. Jonathan Wright, not Dennis, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, and he's citing the clinical. Okay?
Two studies link soda consumption to early signs of Alzheimer's disease and poor brain health, says the doctor. Drinking sodas, whether they are sugar sweetened or diet sweetened, are linked to accelerated brain aging and an increased risk of Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. One study, says the doctor, in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia, looked at more than 4,000 middle-aged adults. They were given brain scans and memory tests and filled out detailed questionnaires about what they ate and what they drank. The researchers from Boston University and other research centers found that the more sugary sodas someone regularly drank, the worse they tended to do on memory tests. Those who drank the most sugary drinks also tended to have more shrinkage of the brain.
Uh-huh.
In other studies, reduced brain volume has been tied to an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Those who drank one or two sugary sodas per day had shrinkage of the brain that corresponded to 1 to 1 years of aging compared with those who didn't drink sugary sodas or other sugar-sweetened beverages. They also tended to do worse on memory tests, scoring about the same as someone 5 or 6 years older. A typical can of sugar-sweetened soda, says the doctor, or similarly sweetened beverage contains up to 10 teaspoons of sugar. 10 teaspoons
you've
of sugar.
You've said that, and you've brought that out. I want to be sure that you brought
And this corresponds and simply reinforces what every holistic physician says about sugar.
Right.
And the cancer cannot live without a good supply of sugar.
That was the leading thing. Okay. But he also speaks about it as just equally toxic or even worse.
Let me get back to the
article. Synthetic sweeteners.
Those who regularly drank more than 2 sugary drinks daily performed even worse on memory tests, scoring the equivalent of someone more than 10 years older.
Wow.
10 years. The researchers considered variables like diabetes and high blood pressure, which have been linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's. But even after controlling for these risk factors, increased sugar consumption was tied to accelerated brain aging and brain shrinkage. Now, isn't this incredible? But using the cardio CoQ10 and the acetyl L-carnitine and the PQQ and the R-alpha lipoic acid
and super pure omega-3
rebuilds the mitochondria energy producing components in every brain cell.
That's right.
Okay, nutrients do the job. Going back to the article. And for those concerned about sugar intake, turning to diet sodas is not the answer. The second study in the American Heart Association's journal, Stroke, found that drinking diet sodas was also tied to an increased risk of dementia, and an increased stroke was another risk associated with diet sodas. The study analyzed data from the Framingham Heart Study, which followed a large group of residents from Framingham, Massachusetts over many years. The researchers, some of whom were involved in that first study, found that amongst 1,500 people over 60 who drank at least one diet beverage daily had nearly 3 times the, turn the page.
Yes, 300% higher.
Okay.
300%, okay? Higher risk of all of those.
And contending with the article.
Yes.
300% higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia over the next 10 years compared to those who drank diet sodas less than once a week.
You've got to stop on this right now because this is critically important. This is critically important. 300% greater Alzheimer's and dementia. When they talk of the Framingham Heart Study, when they talk, and this is the huge time doctor's journal, and framing, this is the biggest medical study you could have.
The Framingham Heart Study.
The most respected, the number one, everything
else.
Going
on for years and years.
And that's those synthetic friggin', excuse me, our Gary should have taken that up because I said that word. Sorry, Gary.
What word did you say?
I said friggin'. Sorry. I meant to say Framingham. I'm sorry. Okay.
Sure.
Sorry. Anyhow, I mumbled on that a little bit too much. Anyway, the thing is, those chemicals are lethal, and they're talking one soda, you know, doing that kind of thing, 300% greater dementia over the years. And yet you look at the commercials on TV, they show big famous soda companies. Oh, and it's unsweetened.
Yeah,
but it's got the chemical that kills. Chemical kills.
But the natural substance called stevia does not do that.
That's right. It's a plant.
It's a plant.
And monk fruit is the same thing. They're plants that don't have that. I love to use some of the stevia in my green tea. I love to use it in different things, okay?
Right.
It's great. It's completely safe and natural. And many of the things that you often have, because we know how lethal sugar is. We have a whole lot of the wonderful, lovely little snacks that you can get organically with no sugar in it, you know, for like little desserts or a little bar without any of the sugars. And but just the stevia monk fruit. None of those chemicals are put into it.
Right.
None of those chemicals taste delicious, satisfying without the sugars and without the synthetics. That's because it's so disastrous, okay? And just like he says, increasingly research shows that what we eat and drink, says the doctor, has an important impact on the long-term health of our brain. Sugary sodas and synthetic sweeteners and other drinks lead to weight gain and obesity in midlife, increased risk of Alzheimer's, diabetes, all of this, and severely impact blood vessel health, including the health of blood vessels in the brain. And then he's quoting it even from a medical area, the Fisher Center for Alzheimer's Research Foundation, which quotes, and here's some of the medical trials that he quotes here, okay? And a sugary beverage increased preclinical Alzheimer's disease in the community, Alzheimer's and dementia. And then these other ones that the other medical trials, sugar and artificially sweetened beverages and the risk of incident stroke and dementia, a prospective cohort study, okay? So all clinically trialed and all back, but that doesn't stop them.
And the FDA allows it. The FDA says nothing wrong with aspartame and Splenda and all the other things. Well, there's something wrong with them, folks. They don't build life. They contribute to degeneration of cellular function, and that creates other problems on down the road.
What?
It's really important to remember that, and this is so, I'm just thrilled about this again, that every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 3 hours, Nora, our new juice director at Alive and Well, will be sampling our fresh, nourishing juices and smoothies. Our juices are full of organic ingredients and give you energy to get through your day. You can also sample, oh, this is great, our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from the same time, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That 3 hours, and they're getting all these wonderful samples. Come in and do that, okay? And we're not going to be asking you to dance, but if you feel like drinking, making the samples and the taste and doing some of the smoothies and dancing around the room, we can do circular dances. That's how I grew up. That's what I did in my, you know, Jewish faith. We always did that. We grabbed hands. People in a lot of different cultures would hold hands and circle around and dance. So grab Dennis's hands, okay?
That I can do.
Yeah, I want to see you do it.
Okay.
Okay. And I think I want to just squeeze this in because people often do certain things and they don't realize how lethal it can be. And this was just recently just printed up, just done, clinically proven in the news by Dr. Mercola, MD. The FDA shows health risks in popular weight loss medications.
Uh-huh.
And Mercola's reporting it just came out. Widely used weight loss drugs like Ozempic, I'm quoting him, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound. The investigation, FDI, focuses on hair loss, alopecia, surgery complications, aspiration, ability to breathe, inability, suicidal ideation. The FDA records 201 reports of suicide and suicidal thinking from patients taking medicines with semaglutide, the key active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, or tirzepatide, the ingredient for Zepbound and Mounjaro. In the FDA records, there are at least 422 reports about patients taking semaglutide or tirzepatide that mention the term alopecia, complete hair loss.
Get this.
Reports of aspiration of food, breathing in, or other substances during surgery have also prompted caution with the, and this is capitalized, American Society of Anesthesiologists. Those are medical doctors, the anesthesia doctors, recommending that you discontinuation of GLP-1 RA medications before any of these operations. This was in the news just this month, okay?
But what, repeat that, those letters, the last thing that said, the GLP.
Okay. The American Society of Anesthesiologists, capitalized, that's all the doctors, recommend discontinuation of GLP-1 RA medications before elective operations.
GLP, those are the drugs that are in the weight loss
that's
formulas?
Right. That's okay. Right, that's right.
Now,
that's
why,
right.
Why weren't there any testing done on these products before they hit the market? Why would the FDA just allow this to happen? Well, I think, folks, you know the answer. The FDA is at the behest, the beck and call of the drug industry.
That's right.
And
money
the drug
makes
industry
the world
does,
go around.
The drug industry owns every senator and congressman and president of the United States because they give exorbitant amounts to the re-election campaigns. And then they knock on the door after the person has won, and they say, look, remember all the hundreds of thousands of dollars I gave you? Well, maybe you can do me a favor. And so they do them a favor.
That's exactly right. And you know, but you know what they don't tell you is, again, at the same time, this is another big report basing this, and Dr. Mercola reporting this, how B vitamins improve brain. This is his topic of the subject. How B vitamins improve brain health, cognition, psychiatric problems, and mood disorders.
Oh, beautiful.
Research,
again, nutrients to the rescue.
Research shows vitamin B6, B8, B12, and the other Bs significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, much more so than standard drug treatments alone.
Would you repeat that?
Research shows that the B vitamins significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, much more so than standard drug treatments.
Get that. That's amazing.
Other B vitamin deficiencies also produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders and mood disorders and play a role in cognitive decline deficiency and dementia. These B vitamins help protect against cognitive decline and more serious dementias such as Alzheimer's disease.
Get out of here.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful. Now, where can you find these? In the Healthy One Multiple Vitamin.
Which you had designed along with top experts with very high B vitamins.
Very high B vitamins. But they're not the minimum daily requirement of B vitamins. Minimum is minimum. That's the minimum to keep you standing and breathing. The optimal level, which you find in Healthy One, the multiple vitamin at Alive and Well, the Healthy One gives you an optimum level of nutrients. Those nutrients in B vitamins and the whole plethora of nutrients from natural vegetable sources gives you the right, as the doctor says, the right nutrients for the brain and the eyes and the heart, everything else in your body. But your body is dependent to a great degree on so many levels on the B vitamins to create new cellular life. New cellular life. That's what eating is all about, creating new cellular life. Drugs are not eating. Drugs are drugs which unfortunately do not cure.
And there you go. Even the ones that we were just reading about had all these serious side effects, including complete hair loss.
That's right.
And do we want these kinds of things? Absolutely don't. But what we do want are the great health and the great wonderful things that you could get at Alive and Well. And again, when you call our 877-4950, 877-4950, all of our wondrous services there. You can get, if you're having parties or you want things ready for you or you're rushed or you're, everything can be ready, whether it's the broth cafe, one bunch of smoothies, whether all kinds of foods that you want to take, all of that can be ready, catering, anything. And don't forget also mailing or shipping or having set aside all the different products at Alive and Well. Everything you can think of, it's all right there and available for you. And remember too, very important, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication. Take them off. Doctor's area. But we love to share at zero charge. Do you get that? No charge. Never has been. Never will be. No charge. We love to sit in a beautiful, comfortable area with you and share information that what doctors have learned about nutrients and clinical trials. Share information. Education. So you just have to make an appointment, 877-4950, so we can sit one-on-one, and then we're not with somebody else or not there or doing something else or have another commitment. Make an appointment, and we are delighted to be there with you. 877-4950. We are there with you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.